You are listening to WRCL 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. It appears the militant group Hezbollah's targeted response to Israel's preemptive strike in Lebanon overnight is over. Israel saying it attacked based on information Hezbollah was planning a strike of its own first.
The United States has been urging caution to preventing this from becoming a regional conflict. That is the message the United States has been hammering home prior to last night's preemptive attack. It's also something that they reaffirmed last night in statements from the White House, as well as contacts that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin had with Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant.
ABC's Louis Martinez. In the race for the White House, Democrat Kamala Harris and her running mate Tim Walz will start a bus tour in Georgia tomorrow.
This is a state in which Biden had just narrowly won in 2020. We understand right after that bus tour that Harris will then be having a solo campaign rally in Savannah, Georgia.
ABC's M. Nguyen. Meantime, former President Trump will be in Michigan. This is ABC News. A Massachusetts company saying it's taking action over neighbor complaints about a smell.
Summer air in New England evokes thoughts of the ocean mist or seafood. But in Grafton, Massachusetts, it's a different kind of seafood.
Rotting lobster corpses. That's what's wafting through the air.
Jesse Remillard's one Grafton resident upset with Feedback Earth, a company that turns food waste into animal feed. Chief of Staff David Genesek said their deodorizing equipment was overwhelmed.
As the summer months came through and there was more decaying material, more spoilt material, we realized it was deficient.
Company says they're installing more powerful deodorizers. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The founder and CEO of the popular messaging service Telegram has been detained at a Paris airport. Pavel Durov is a dual citizen of France and Russia. French media reports say Durov was arrested last night after landing in Azerbaijan on a warrant over allegations that his platform has been used for money laundering and drug trafficking. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
WRCLC Bean News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, dedicated to customer satisfaction for providing both quality work and competitive prices. There is an excessive heat warning that will be in effect tomorrow afternoon until early evening for afternoon heat indices that will feel as hot as 110 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog after midnight. Humid with a low of 72. Mostly sunny, very hot and humid tomorrow. Afternoon heat indices between 100 and 110 degrees. A 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the late afternoon. High 96. And partly to mostly cloudy and humid tomorrow night. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially overnight. Some storms could be severe and may produce heavy rain. Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny, and our current temperature is 90 degrees.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Today is Sunday, August 25th. Good evening for WRCL News. I'm Tim Thede. Governor Tony Evers has ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff tomorrow in honor of U.S. Army Air Force's Sergeant Jack Holfeld, who lost his life in World War II and whose remains have been identified and returned to Wisconsin for burial. Born in Vernon County and raised in La Crosse and Trempealeau counties, Sergeant Holfeld voluntarily enlisted in the U.S. Army in 1938 and was assigned to the Philippines as a member of the Headquarters Squadron, 24th Pursuit Group. On December 8th of 1941, Sergeant Holfeld and members of the 24th Pursuit Group were engaged in combat and were soon overtaken by Japanese forces and forced to surrender as prisoners of war. Sergeant Holfeld survived the Bataan Death March and was held captive in the Kampatan Japanese prison of War camp until his death on December 26, 1942, after which he was buried in Common Grave 811 with five other service members before being moved to the Manila American Cemetery and Memorial in 1948. Sergeant Holfeld's family have worked tirelessly to advocate for his identification, and his remains were positively identified by the Defense POW MIA accounting agency in May of 2024. Sergeant Holfeld will be buried tomorrow in La Crosse. The final results were in Friday. The Democratic National Convention was more popular with television viewers than the Republicans. Yet, if you're wondering whether that might be an indicator of success in November, it's probably not worth a bet. Over the last 16 presidential election cycles going back to 1960, eight times the party with the most watched summer convention won the election. Eight times they lost. That includes 2016, when the Democrats and Hillary Clinton had more viewers than Donald Trump. Noted pundit Jeff Greenfield says Democrats may be boosted by sheer star power this summer. It might feel like the presidential election is still a long way off. It's not. There are just over 70 days until Election Day on September 5th, but major dates, events, and political developments will make it fly by. In just 2 weeks, September 6th, the first mail ballot gets sent to voters. The first presidential debate is set for September 10th. Former President Donald Trump, the Republican nominee, is scheduled to be sentenced in his New York hush money case on September 18th, and early in-person voting will start as soon as September 20th in some states. State Representative Tony Kurtz has been honored by the Wisconsin Counties Association with a WCA Outstanding Legislator Award for his work on behalf of county government during the 2023-24 legislative session. The WCA Outstanding Legislator Award is handed out biannually to a select group of legislators who have representative county interests in both the legislature and in their districts. These legislators have demonstrated leadership for counties on key issues, legislation, and the state budget. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced 76 surface transportation projects will get funded. The governor and the DOT says $200 million will be used for more than 150 local road and bridge improvement projects, which will give more communities across Wisconsin safe, reliable highways they need to create good-paying jobs. The Evers administration says since 2019, it has improved more than 7,400 miles of roads, including more than 3,700 miles of local roads and nearly 1,800 bridges. Two major Canadian railways that serve Wisconsin have stopped operations during a labor dispute. Canadian National and Canadian Pacific Kansas City Southern locked out union workers this week ahead of a possible strike by the Teamsters. Management claims the move prevents a ladder strike by the union during the busier fall shipping season. The Teamsters say the freight carrier has refused to improve work conditions for employees or offer more sick days. 9,000 workers are affected, along with the wide swath of the agriculture, manufacturing, and industrial sectors. An Oshkosh man gets jail time for his role in a boat crash on the Fox River. 53-year-old Jason Lindemann was sentenced Thursday to 5 months in jail and 3 years of probation in connection with the 2022 crash. A jury found Lindemann guilty this past June of several counts, including recklessly endangering safety and failing to provide aid. 44 people were on the board when the paddle wheel cruise boat Lindemann crashed into. The paddle boat was severely damaged. A new invasive species is spreading across Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says Eastern Asia's elm zigzag sawfly was first detected in the U.S. 3 years ago and was first seen in the state on July 4th in Portage County. The insect, named for the zigzag pattern its caterpillars chew in elm leaves, has now spread to 17 counties statewide. The DNR says the pests only cause minor or cosmetic damage to elm trees, but could lead to possible defoliation. Their presence is usually not a cause for alarm, but careful monitoring is recommended. The American Red Cross is urging you to make the gift of life through a blood donation. Due to an emergency blood shortage, blood donors of all type, especially those with type O blood, are urged to give as soon as possible to help patients receive life-saving medical care. Your opportunity to give the gift of life will be available tomorrow from 10 to 3 at Elroy Public Library and on Tuesday from 11:30 to 5:30 at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. To make an appointment, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting applications for 2025 producer-led watershed protection grants through September 13th. These grants are awarded to producer-led groups to help support and advance producer-led conservation solutions and farmer participation in local watershed conservation efforts. The total program budget for 2025 is $1 million. Eligible groups can apply, and they can receive up to $40,000. The grants aim for help farmers find and promote conservation solutions best suited for their watershed based on topography, soil, types of operations, and other factors that differ among regions of the state. Applicants must be groups of at least 5 farmers whose farms are in the same or adjacent watershed. Each farm must have produced at least $6,000 in gross farm revenue last year or $18,000 over the past 3 years. Each group must partner with a county-led conservation department, the University of Wisconsin Extension, or a nonprofit conservation organization. Both newly formed and established groups are eligible to apply. Grant information and application materials are available at datcp.wi.gov. Click on Grants and Funding and then Producer-Led Watershed Protection Grants. Applications must be submitted by email in Microsoft Word format. For more information, call Producer-Led Watershed Program Manager Danny Heisler at danni.heisler, that's danny.heisler@wisconsin.gov, or call 608-640-7270. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced it will award more than $6 million to local groups to protect and improve surface water. Interested and eligible organizations are encouraged to apply for a surface water grant. A pre-application must be submitted by September 15th to compete for a grant in November. The DNR's Surface Water Grant Program leverages money from the State Conservation Fund Water Resources account to help local communities accelerate water protection and restoration efforts across Wisconsin. The funding can support a wide range of locally driven projects that invest in watersheds and surface waters. Activities eligible for funding include organizational capacity building, educational programs on surface water, data collection and ecological assessments, lake and river management planning, water quality improvement, habitat restoration projects, aquatic invasive species prevention and control, and conservation easements and land acquisition. Eligible organizations include counties, municipalities, local government units, lake and sanitary districts, natural resource agencies, tribal governing bodies, colleges and school districts, lakes associations, nonprofit conservation organizations, river and surface water management organizations, and producer-led groups. Individuals are not eligible for grants, but may partner with an eligible organization willing to sponsor a project. Reach out to your local environmental grant specialist to confirm your organization's eligibility. Submit a pre-application by September 15th. This will connect you to the local assistance and ensure you are eligible to submit a final application by November 15th. Pre-application forms can be found under the Applying tab on the DNR's Surface Water Grants Program webpage. Right-click the link to Surface Water Grant Application Form 8700-284 and download or save as to create a copy of the form on your computer. Open the form from the local drive and fill out the sections labeled pre-application. Email the form by September 15th to DNR, surfacewatergrants@wisconsin.gov. The department will be in touch with more information following your submission. This weekend's Walk with Grace calendar raffle winners are yesterday's winners of $50 each, Dave Fogo of Virtual Center on ticket number 3830, and Tiffany Olson of Lone Rock on ticket number 105. Today's winners of $50 each are Tammy and Joel Hornby of Altoona on ticket number 1755, and Irene Joyce of Richland Center on ticket number 373. WRCO News Time is 5:15. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Wherever you are in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rep, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Today is Sunday, August 25th. Dennis Fry Sr., 75, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 2 tomorrow at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Woodstock Cemetery with military rites provided by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 1 until the time of service at 2. Dennis Fry Sr., 75, of Richland Center. Karen A. White, 68, of Arena, died August 18th from injuries sustained in an automobile accident. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 2 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Burial will be in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 1 until the time of service at 2. In honor of Karen's love for the Green Bay Packers, everyone is encouraged to wear their Packer apparel to the service. Karen A. White, 68, of Arena. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua, died Thursday at Lakeshore Assisted Living in Minocqua. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Fancy Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Saturday from 2 until the time of service at 2:30. A live stream of the service may be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua. Donald Red Williams, 80, of Richland Center and Yuba, died Thursday. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Donald Red Williams, 80, of Richland Center and Yuba. Sharon Elizabeth Haney, 78, died Monday. A celebration of Sharon's life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Sharon Elizabeth Haney, age 78. Keith William Daly, 61, of Richland Center, died Thursday at his home peacefully, surrounded by his loved ones. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Keith William Daly, 61, of Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO, and I hope you're doing well late on this Sunday. It is warm and muggy, and it'll be hotter tomorrow with temperatures rising into the mid-90s. The atmosphere, of course, quite volatile, and any instability can quickly lead to showers and storms. Last night really didn't see the development that I was expecting, and that's because a cap formed in the lower atmosphere. That's warmer air aloft, which prevented that air from rising and creating showers and storms. So that's something we have to kind of figure out over the next 2 to 3 days with the heat and humidity, where the instability will be. I still have high confidence in showers and storms developing at least a couple of rounds between now and Wednesday. So getting to the details of the forecast, as we head from the evening into tonight, a mostly clear to partly cloudy sky, areas of fog after midnight with lows around 72, an excessive heat warning kicks in tomorrow afternoon. On Monday, mostly sunny with highs near 96, and with the humidity feeling like 100 to 110 degrees in the afternoon. Of course, if heat is something you don't deal well with, get to a cool location, take lots of breaks, and check on those susceptible to the heat, especially elderly, children, and pets. Late in the day on Monday, a 10% chance of showers and storms popping up. Monday night, a better chance, 30% of showers and thunderstorms in the region. Looks more likely in the northern part of Wisconsin, but it still could be closer to us. And some of those storms could definitely be severe. A low temperature near 71 on Monday night, and Tuesday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Again, some storms could be severe with locally heavy rainfall as well. Highs around 93. Wednesday then, less humid, more comfortable. Highs around 84. Mostly sunny during the day on Wednesday. Then Wednesday night, an increasing chance for a few showers and storms developing. Looks like a better potential for scattered showers and storms Thursday into Friday. While this coming weekend, Labor Day weekend, trending dry Saturday and Sunday at least, and maybe on Monday with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 90 degrees after a daytime high of 92 and a morning low of 69. Yesterday's high was 88 and we received no precipitation. Our record high set back in 1947 was 100 degrees with a record low of 40 set back in 1942. Last year's high was 87 with a low of 72. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:49. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:19. Winds are the north-northwest at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.99. Our relative humidity is at 59%, making our heat index around 99 degrees, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 90 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
U.S. Cellular noticed that phone use has gotten ironic. We go to see our favorite band in person, then watch them through our phones. That is ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus for a chance to win tickets to see Alanis Morissette live. No purchase necessary. Ends 8/31/24. For details, visit uscellular.com/official rules.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
And today in the Home Talent League tournament, the Final Four, the finals are in from both contests that were played today. First of all, Sauk Prairie beat Sun Prairie by a score of 3-1, and it was Verona over Evansville. They shut them out by a score of 9-0. As far as bowling leagues go, we would like to announce that Lucky Strikers League will start on August 27th, meeting to be held at 6 p.m. prior to bowling. Also, Merchant Leagues will begin the season on August 28th, and that will be at 6:30. Currently, the Brewers are playing the Athletics. The Brewers are looking to try to sweep the Athletics, but they're not doing so great right now. But the Brewers were down 4-2 in the seventh, and now they have scored another run on Willie Adames' home run. And it's 4-3 Athletics going into the top of the ninth. And if you want to listen to the rest of that broadcast, you can hear it on WRC 107.7 and AM 1450. Lars Nootbaar hit a two-run single with two outs in the ninth inning, and the St. Louis Cardinals rallied past the Minnesota Twins for a 3-2 win. Victor Scott II homered for St. Louis, which has won four of its five overall. Willie Castro went deep, and Royce Lewis hit an RBI double for Minnesota, which trails AL Central leading Cleveland by three games. Sean Armstrong got two outs for the win, and Ryan Helsley worked the ninth for his 40th save. And going back to the Brewers, after today's contest, the Brewers will have the day off tomorrow, and they will start a three-game series at home against the San Francisco Giants, and that is starting on Tuesday. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball today, the Nationals beat the Braves by a score 5-1. The Diamondbacks defeated the Red Sox 7-5. It was the Yankees over the Rockies 10-3. The Pirates defeated the Reds 4-3. And the Blue Jays beat the Angels 8-2. It was the Marlins over the Cubs 7-2. The Guardians defeated the Rangers 4-2. The Phillies beat the Royals 11-3. It was the Tigers beating the White Sox 9-4. And the Cardinals beat the Twins, as I mentioned earlier, by a score of 3-2. Games currently going on besides the Brewers that are being played right now, it's in the top of the eighth, and the Mets are leading the Pirates 2-0. And also, there is another final to pass along. The Dodgers beat the Rays 3-1. That game just got over with. And the Mariners defeated the Giants, or actually lead the Giants, I'm sorry, getting ahead of myself, by a score of 4-3 in the top of the eighth. And Sunday Night Baseball will feature the Baltimore Orioles hosting the Houston Astros. So that's the rundown of MLB going on today. And Aaron Judge hit his 50th home run for the season this afternoon, connecting in the first inning for the New York Yankees against the Colorado Rockies. Judge reached 50 homers for the third time in his career when he hit an 0-2 changeup from Austin Gomber into the visiting bullpen beyond the left center field fence to give the Yankees a 2-1 lead. Judge joined former Yankee Alex Rodriguez, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire, and Babe Ruth as the only players in Major League history with 3 50 homer seasons. Plate umpire Nick Marley exited in the fifth inning of the Rockies-Yankees game when he was hit in the neck by Giancarlo Stanton's shattered bat. Stanton's bat broke when he hit a bloop single to left field. The barrel hit Marley in the left side of his mask, knocking it off. Marley immediately fell down and was attended to by New York Athletics training staff. A medic came on the field, and Marley was helped onto a stretcher as the crowd applauded. When play resumed, crew chief Marvin Hudson took over behind the plate. Boston Red Sox catcher Danny Jansen is enjoying his odd slice of baseball history as he prepares to become the first Major League Baseball player ever to appear in the same game for both teams. Jansen was in the lineup for the Toronto Blue Jays when their June 26th game in Boston was suspended because of rain. It was scheduled to be made up on Monday, Toronto's first trip back to Fenway Park. In the meantime, Jansen was traded to Boston. Red Sox manager Alex Cora has said he will put Jansen in the lineup when the game resumes. In the National Football League, today was the final day for preseason games for all NFL teams. And a final today had the Titans beating the Saints by a score of 30-27. And right now, this game is currently underway. The Broncos are leading the Cardinals 17-6 in the third quarter. And then this evening, the final preseason game will feature the Commanders hosting the Patriots. Michigan has received the final version of a notice of allegations from the NCAA related to an investigation into an in-person scouting and sign-stealing operation being run by a football staffer. The NCAA and Michigan both confirmed that the NOA had been received by the school. Michigan previously received a draft of the NOA that included allegations of violations by former head coach Jim Harbaugh, current head coach Sharon Moore, former recruiting analyst Connor Stallions, and several other members of the staff. Michigan has 90 days to respond to the allegations of the notice. The Jersey Babe Ruth wore when he called his shot during the 1932 World Series, hitting a home run to center field, has sold at an auction for over $24 million. Heritage Auctions says the New York Yankees slugger jersey went for $24.12 million early today after a bidding war in Dallas that lasted over 6 hours. Heritage says the buyer wishes to remain anonymous. The record-breaking amount the jersey sold for topped fellow Yankee Mickey Mantle's 1952 rookie card, which the Dallas-based auction house sold for $12.6 million in 2022. Los Angeles Chargers Jim Harbaugh praises quarterback Justin Herbert and others who were stuck on an elevator for 2 hours at the team hotel in Dallas. The incident happened the night before a preseason game against the Cowboys. Harbaugh says 11 or 12 of our players were on the elevator along with Jerry Fouts. She's the wife of Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback Dan Fouts. Harbaugh says he almost ended up on the elevator that got stuck. The Chargers beat the Cowboys 26-19 in their preseason finale. And the Baltimore Ravens offensive line coach Joe Alessandris has died at age 70. The Ravens announced his death today. He was hospitalized earlier this month with an unspecified illness that caused him to step away from duties as the team's offensive line coach. He coached in the CFL and the World League, as well as at several colleges before reaching the NFL ranks. He was an assistant with the Kansas City Chiefs, Buffalo Bills, and San Diego Chargers before settling in with the Ravens under coach John Harbaugh. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Count on Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
100.9 WRCO. New truck, big lift, old roads, we've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story, and you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed, wild like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed, wild like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. All night, no brakes, I'll tell, no gate, ain't gotta try too hard, my baby's pushed to start. I'll torque, full speed, off-road, on me, 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed, wild like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on me. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on me. We could break it in if you know what I mean.
Mile after mile after mile after mile, up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder when nobody knows, know where we're going. We ain't going on, we're putting miles on it.
Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed, wild like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running, just you and me in a truck bed, wild like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
Don't think that much about life, you're just living like kerosene dancing around the fire, but you're in. So you jump right in, ain't afraid to fall, and you give it all. She got the best of me. Yeah.
got your best today. I picked myself up off the floor and found something new worth a living for. And an old dusty hand down six string and a couple chords. I'm getting over hurt a little more with every song. See, I'll sing along. She got the best of me. She broke my heart. Now all that's left to me is beating this guitar. Every night a different town. She follows me around. So you get what's left of me. Yeah, you get what's left of me. She got the best of me.
floating pond full of fish. I bet you already caught everything in it. I bet you're making everybody laugh with your jokes. I know you're holding nothing but the best kind of hope, shining a light up there with a big old smile. Yeah, and meanwhile, down home, oh, you know mama's still cooking down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, I put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart is, it's down home, kid. It's just how you left them, I still hate that you're gone. I wish you were here, but I hope I'm making you proud, cause I know you're up there looking down home. There ain't a day down here that goes by that I don't climb up in my F-150 on the back row bumping Charlie Pride. Yeah, every song keeps you right here with me. I got a daughter now, I really wish you'd met. Yeah, she's walking now, but I know you see every step. I wear the number 15 every chance I get. So when you're looking through the clouds, daddy, you can bet that down home, oh, you know mama's still cooking them down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart is, it's down home, kid. It's just how you left them, I still hate that you're gone. I wish you were here, but I hope I'm making you proud, to know you are there looking down home. Everything, everything, everything's good down home. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Down home. Oh, you know mama's still cooking down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, put a nice little payment down home. It's still where my heart.
That was Jimmy Allen with Down Home on Country and Community, WRCO 100.9 FM. Our time right now is 5:48. Our temperature has actually dropped below 90 degrees. It's down to 89, but that heat index is still up there. Heat index is still at 98 degrees, and it feels like 95 out there. So it's going to be a hot one, folks. So keep the air running tonight and stay cool. And just got some bad news. The Brewers ended up losing to the Athletics by a score of 4-3. But Milwaukee did take that series 2 out of 3 games. And even though St. Louis still won today, the Brewers remain 10 games in front of St. Louis for that first place lead. So Brewers still have a comfortable lead, and hopefully it'll go well. The Giants are coming into Milwaukee, so hopefully the Brewers can keep that momentum against the Giants. And then, coming up tonight, Old Country, Bo Hinrichs right here on WRCO. We'll be bringing you some great classic country music, so don't miss out on that. We'll have Old Country from 6 until midnight on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
The decisions you face when planning a funeral might seem overwhelming at first. We're ready to help. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We can help you make choices one by one and make the journey one of love, healing, and life celebration. Our staff at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is committed to providing support, compassion, information, and directed as needed for everyone dealing with loss and grief.
With football, volleyball, and cross-country seasons getting underway soon, a trip to the Shoebox is necessary. The Shoebox staff takes pride making sure all athletes get the support they need to compete at a high level. Choose from top-name brands such as Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Asics, and many more. At the Shoebox, you receive great service, proper size and fit, and the best price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week, located in Black Earth, and online at theshoebox.com. Service like it ought to be.
Hot summer days are a part of the routine for all of us. For some, it means a chance to relax by the pool or enjoy air-conditioned comfort. Our local farm families seldom have downtime this time of year. They're not asking for special treatment, but they'd sure appreciate your support when you head to the store. This message in support of agriculture is a service of Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365 with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsborough Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make, any model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound service.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelenic Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox, no searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO FM.
WRCO 100.9.
The ring.
that was Jesse James. Nope, actually Brittany Wells. Jumped ahead of myself there again. Brittany Wells with Somebody, Somebody on Country and Community. And it's time for me to wrap things up and make way for Old Country with your host, Bo Hendricks. I want to thank everybody for making WRCO a part of your day. I'll be back tomorrow, but I'll be on a little earlier. I'll be doing the news at noon and at 5 o'clock, so I won't be in during my regular evening shift, so I'll be doing that all week. Joanne will be on vacation, so Phil will be bringing you the news at around 7:30 and at the early morning news, but I'll be on around noon and 5 o'clock. And we'll be bringing you more great music after Old Country at around midnight during the overnight hours. And then we will also have the Light in the Milk Cow show tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock with Villainy. So be sure to tune in for that. All right, taking us up to news time is Jesse James Decker with Should Have Known Better. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great evening. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. And please, stay safe and cool.
You get what you give, and you reap what you sow. Well, you left your dirt, but a flower has grown. Don't know what you got until it's out of your reach. So I've been loving myself like you never loved me. And if it hurts like hell, you can only blame yourself.